Our reading for today is from 1 Timothy, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 16. Do not rebuke an older man, but encourage him as you would a father. Younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters in all purity. Honor widows who are truly widows. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, let them learn to show godliness in their own household and to make some return to their parents. For this is pleasing in the sight of God. She who is truly a widow left all alone has set her hope on God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. But she who is self-indulgent is dead even while she lives. Command these things as well, so that they may be without reproach. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Let a widow be enrolled if she is not less than 60 years of age, having been the wife of one husband, and having a reputation for good works. If she has brought up children, has shown hospitality, has washed the feet of the saints, has cared for the afflicted, and is devoted herself to every good work, but refuse to enroll younger widows, for when their passions draw them away from Christ, they desire to marry, and so incur condemnation for having abandoned their former faith. Besides that, they learn to be idlers, going about from house to house, and not only idlers, but also gossips and busybodies, saying what they should not. So I would have younger widows marry, bear children, manage their households, and give the adversary no occasion for slander. For some have already strayed after Satan. If any believing woman has relatives who are widows, let her care for them. Let the church not be burdened, so that it may care for those who are truly widows. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Kevin Lentz, St. Mark Lutheran Church, Omaha, Nebraska.
Grace and mercy and peace to you from God our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we are looking at 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 1 to 16, and it's Paul's advice to Timothy, who is his apprentice or his protege, who's also a representative of St. Paul. So they spent some time together, and Paul was, of course, his personal teacher. So what Paul is writing to Timothy is for Timothy to take in himself and apply to his own life. But he's also saying to Timothy, this is what you should be sharing with the saints there in Ephesus and what's going on there with them. So what I advise you, I then advise you to advise others to do as well. And it starts out in just the first couple of verses with an overall how to treat all of God's people, the elderly and the young, the men and the women. And so it's sort of a very much a reflection of what James writes in his first epistle, verse 27, chapter 1. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. So there you have in James' epistle and here in Paul's epistle to Timothy, that there is advice on how to treat those who are widows and how we take care of them and sharing God's love with them. The one thing you might notice about these verses, verses 1 to 16 again, is that there's not, honestly, a whole lot of gospel. There's no mention, really, of the cross of Christ, the death of Christ, the sacrifice, the payment for sins, the resurrection. It's very much more sanctified living, how we should carry out our lives in treatment and in love of one another. Terms like God, Christ, and Lord are only mentioned like 5 times, and terms like widow and widows come up 10 times. So you can see that really is the focus of what St. Paul is writing here. And it starts out pretty much with this idea of the fourth commandment, honor your father and mother, which also includes all those who are over you, all authorities, including all the elderly. And he starts out, do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. And I think we're all probably familiar with the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And Jesus himself spoke something very similar to that in Matthew chapter 7. But there's also a negative side of that, which is also a good learning tool, that's to do not do unto others as you would not have them do unto you. It's kind of where St. Paul is going here. Don't be disrespectful for those who are elderly. Don't be disrespectful for those who are younger than you. Be respectful of the women, of the men, of those who, again, are looking up to you. It's not an age issue. It's not a matter of, well, you've got more experience, you've got more wisdom, you've been around more, or you've been around longer. You have this opportunity to then be kind of honored by them. Well, kind of earn their respect. Expect them to see you for being the child of God that you are. Now, Paul goes on and talks about some great things about giving proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. That's what we should all be doing with our lives. We should all be outward looking. Who has God brought into my life who could use my help, my assistance? Who might be a little bit more old than myself, might be a little bit more feeble, might need another hand pitched in for them and how they can do for people? And so Paul is just advising Timothy again and the church on what widows are supposed to be all about. He goes on to say that the widows then who are on the list later on, like in verse 11, they should be respected and honored of those who've given of themselves to the church, were faithful wives, were faithful spouses, and make sure these folks are looked out for. Don't wait for them to come and ask you for help. Take it upon yourself to do what they need to have done for them. And if this brings judgment on themselves then because of what they've done, well, then that's their issue between them and the Lord. Our job is to then care for them and love them and serve them. And then he concludes it with, if any woman is a believer who has widows in her care, she should continue to help them and not let the church be burdened with them so that the church can help those widows who are really in need. He's talking about family looking out for family. If you have someone you can care for, do it. And don't push them off on someone else, including the church. Don't make the church say, well, it's your job. No, it's our job as God's people to care for those loved ones. May the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
We thank Pastor Kevin Lintz for this meditation on God's Word.